SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and Boring Company are philanthropy. If you say philanthropy is love of humanity, they are philanthropy. Tesla is accelerating sustainable energy. This is a love of philanthropy. Right. SpaceX is trying to ensure the long-term survival of humanity with multi-planet species. This is love of humanity. Neuralink is to help solve brain injuries and existential risk with AI. Love of humanity. Boring Company is trying to solve traffic, which is hell for most people, and that also is love of humanity.
Wow, that was an interesting take by Elon Musk. This is from a TED interview released today. I'll link it in the video description. So most people will be tempted to just gloss over those words, but I want to take some time to actually understand what's going on. So typically, a business is about making money. That's the typical definition and purpose of a business. Because without making money, a business can't survive or succeed. And then there's a dichotomy. A business that doesn't make money and doesn't want to make money, but wants to help other people, that business is actually a nonprofit, right? Or a charity. So you have these two worlds. You have this cutthroat business world, all about making money, maximizing shareholder value, and so on. And then you've got the nonprofit world, right? Not interested in making money, just trying to help people. The business world is all about pushing products to make an extra dollar, and the nonprofit world runs off of donations. The business world is greedy and all about money, but the nonprofit world is nice and all about helping people. The problem with this dichotomy is I think it really limits our thinking and boxes us into traditional models of how things have been done in the past. So enter Elon Musk. The guy meshes and brings together the for-profit and the nonprofit models into something really quite new and I think unique. He focuses on a huge humanity scale problem that needs to be solved. And then he tries to solve that problem through a business model. This sounds quite simple, but what makes Elon's companies unique, I think, is two things. One is the scale of the humanity scale problems that Elon is trying to solve. For example, transitioning the world to sustainable energy, creating a civilization on Mars, right? Or stewarding a safe AGI, or artificial general intelligence, a brain computer interface, right? With Neuralink, or tunnels, right? To solve traffic with Boring Company. The second thing I think that makes Elon's approach unique is number two, it's the method by which he's trying to solve these crazy problems. It's through fanatical engineering, innovation, and product design. In other words, his goal to help humanity is larger than almost all nonprofits out there. And his methodology to reach those goals is more urgent and capable than almost all for-profit businesses. So I think this is actually one of the reasons why Elon's companies resonates with a lot of people on a deeper level. Sure, his companies make great products, but it's not just about selling products to make a lot of money. Rather, the products are the means by which huge humanity scale problems are being solved. And I think it's hard to find a lot of other companies that are really trying to solve humanity scale problems as their primary focus. In a lot of ways, I think I'm actually spoiled, and probably you might be spoiled by Tesla. Most companies, they treat humanity scale problems as something they're just not interested in. It's something other people, right, should be worried about. Because for most companies, it's all about just making money. And any philanthropic efforts are usually efforts just done on the side. However, at the core of Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Companies are companies that are driven primarily not trying to make a ton of money, but rather they're trying to solve some of the biggest problems facing humanity. Making money is actually a means to accomplish those goals. So at the end of this TED interview, Chris Anderson, the head of TED, asks Elon Musk his advice to a younger generation not optimistic about the future. I'll go ahead and end with that clip. I really think it embodies the ethos of Elon, Tesla, and his companies.
There's a whole generation coming through who seem really sad about the future. What would you say to them?
Well, I think if you want the future to be good, you must make it so. Take action to make it good, and it will be.